You're listening to In Here, Out There, Stories from the Road. My name is Christopher Ives. Tulsi and I are going for our evening walk. It's both cool, but also warm. It's cool because the sun is down, but there's a warmth in the air that comes from a like humid thickness. Oh, hey dog.
Who's that, Tulsi?
Do you know him? No, you don't know him. Hey, what's up? Hey, have a good night. Anyway, tonight is the last night of season one of In Here, Out There. It's been 2 months, two full months, every day, and it's been interesting. it's been fun though. No, I liked it. But I need a little break. I'm going to take like 1 to 2 weeks off. And part of that time will just be me working on season two. Season two is going to be different. Not exactly sure what yet. That's kind of one of the reasons why I want to take a little bit of time off. I've kind of been going with this four-prong approach of a story, a thought, kind of like right now, a field recording, or an interview. And those are fun. But I think in season two, I want to maybe hone in on something a little bit more. Maybe one of those four, maybe something kind of tangential to one of those four. We'll see. So I know the podcast was going to be 365 days this year. That was the original thought starting out at the beginning of January. But I think a couple weeks ago, I realized that I was already kind of evolving what I wanted to do. And that felt like a good thing. I already wanted to hone in and change and make it better. So I think it's a good thing. I'm going to let myself do that. And that involves taking a little bit of a break and then coming back and doing what I was doing in an even more refined way. So I think I'm just getting to the next step sooner than I anticipated. That's the way I'm gonna look at it anyway. If you haven't left a review or given a rating or any kind of feedback in whatever app you listen to, specifically Apple Podcasts, they give you lots of options. Now would be a great time to do that. As I'm kind of figuring out what season two will look like, anybody who wants to leave a note or a comment or send in a voice memo on Anchor or shoot me an email, let me know what you've been thinking, what parts you might have liked in the podcast and things you might want to hear more of, or just kind of like general vibes and any encouragement would be great. I'll take it into consideration for sure. I kind of want to name off my favorite episodes I did. I'm just going to do it off the top of my head, because then I think they'll be like really my favorites, because I didn't plan it. So, okay, obviously that time my bus got hijacked in Peru, parts 1 through 4, because it was just like the biggest project on season one, and I think it turned out pretty good. So definitely go check that out if you haven't seen that one. I also really liked A Creek's Legacy, the spontaneous kind of like written vocal art thing that I did about the place I was at that moment. So that was kind of fun. I really liked the audio recording of the Peepers, the Peeper Party by the Highway episode. That was just like audio-wise was amazing. Also, the Facing the Storm one was just really exciting. I feel like those ones really felt like there was adventure. So I liked that. The listening to Key West and 40 years in Key West, I thought were both pretty interesting. In their own totally different ways, listening to Key West is like an audio journey in different parts of Key West. I was kind of walking all over the island that day. And so there's like a morning time in the harbor. There's this old biplane flying low over the pier. And then I walk down Duval Street at night, which is like the busiest party street in all of Key West. And if you have like your headphones on or you're listening to it in the car, I've done it a few times since, and it does kind of feel like you're back there, which is cool. Oh, I know. I liked the mystery postcard episode. I'm not going to tell you anything about it if you haven't heard that one, because it's a mystery. So, enjoy. I also liked the episode called False Pretenses, which is about the theme music for In Here, Out There. That one just like flowed really naturally. It had naturally not too many edits. Yeah, it was just a fun kind of thing to remember and talk about and then play. I also particularly liked the like sound engineering, or what would it be called? Sound design. The sound design of Facing Lady Atlantic. I thought that one came out pretty cool. That one I liked particularly because it was just like pieced together from so many different places. So I used a bunch of different downloaded audio that other people have downloaded from a website called freesound.org. But I also used some of my own field recordings. And then it was a sent in voice memo from my friend. So it was like all of these different components coming together. And I spent an extra little bit of time editing the audio in that one. And I think it helped paint the picture pretty well. There was a couple like that, but that one stands out to me just because I liked the ocean sounds, and it was a short podcast, but it felt full. And I guess overall that's kind of like a focus that was season one overall, was that I wanted to see what it was like to record sound, like really dive into it as an art form and as like a practice. And not to say like I came to any huge truth about it, but I guess I'm not afraid of it anymore. Not that I was really before, but there's just that extra level of comfort with picking up a recorder and being like, oh yeah, I can get that sound. Because I think in filmmaking, I'm sure I'll make another film again at some point. I've made a couple small ones in the past. Being able to record good audio can really transform a film. You'd be surprised how much if you degrade the audio of a video. It doesn't matter if it's in like the highest resolution, clearest 4K, on a big IMAX screen. Like if the sound sucks, the movie sucks. Whereas the video quality can be, you know, old school 480p tube television sort of style. But if the sound is like perfectly crystal clear and just like just locked in the right volume, and there's good sound effects and like sound engineering, it can be awesome. It can still be a great thing to watch. And so I think this has been successful. And I'm excited to kind of like regroup and see what we can do for season two. Yeah, great. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. And, yeah, please subscribe and leave some notes for me and stay tuned. Don't forget about me. I'll be back soon. Okay. Well, I won't talk to you tomorrow, but I'll talk to you soon.